Let us pray. Let us begin this time in silent reflection and prepare to go before the Lord together. Gracious and loving God, as we look around our surroundings today, we see a blanket of snow, some ice. But Father, as we see that, we see the sun reflecting the brightness thereof. Father, may it remind us today that when we trust in your Son, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ, though our sins would be black as coal, we're washed white as snow in his blood. Let us truly be reminded of grace and mercy that is Christ. Let us be reminded of his presence in our lives this holiday season more than any other. May we celebrate the Christ, not just the baby in a manger, but let us celebrate the Christ of the cross and the Christ of the empty grave and the Christ of the promises, the Christ of the giver of the Holy Spirit, the Christ, the Redeemer of humanity, not just the baby Jesus. Father, we bring our hearts before you today. We bring our celebrations and thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the goodness that is around us and the love that is shared toward us and the love that you give us opportunity to share into the lives of other people. Father, let us not get lost in the gloom and the doom and the negatives, but in the positives that are around us. Let us get lost there. Oh, let us recognize and see that there are needs around us, and we lift them up this morning. But Father, let us see your hand at work in the lives of people around us. Let us pray your blessings, not just your comfort. Let us pray for your strength into people's lives. Let us pray that faith would be enlarged and strengthened in people's lives. No matter what we may be going through, whether we're on top of the mountain or in the valley low, help us to look up unto the hills from whence cometh our strength. Let us bring together the instruments to praise you, the lyre and the harp, the stringed instruments. Let us bring together our gifts, our talents. Let us praise you, God, in the midst of wherever we may be. Let us praise you and give you thanks. Father, we do bring our burdens to you, our cares before you, whether it's for our church and our community, our other churches, our nation, nations around the world, the tragedies we see. Father, we pray for those who are out there seeking to do good, to do the right things for the right reason. Father, we pray that they are overcomers, that they stand in the gap, and that they praise you, the life they live and the time they give. So, Father, we come to you today, lifting our hearts of needs, cares, concerns, joys, and celebrations, and asking you to hear us as we pray, as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.